Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Zamorelli, and I've got lots of information for you about the foods that you're choosing to eat. And these are all foods that have very, very specific health-supporting substances and make a very big difference when you include them on a regular basis in your diet. And today I'm starting with cauliflower. And kind of like broccoli, you either hate it or you love it. And just a suggestion, if you hate it and you haven't been including it in your diet, here's a little cooking tip, preparation tip for cauliflower that kind of makes it easy to bring it into your diet. You can steam the cauliflower, and they can either be a whole head of cauliflower that you've cut up into quarters or eighths or chunks and steamed until they're soft, or you can use frozen cauliflower florets. And you prepare them so that they are nice and soft. Then, just as if you were making mashed potatoes, you can mash the cauliflower. So my suggestion is a little bit of organic, or imported, very high quality, good butter, some salt and pepper, and your choice about whether you would like to use yogurt as the dairy mixing base, or possibly organic milk, possibly even organic half and half. You're going to mash that all together. You're going to have mashed cauliflower. It looks like mashed potatoes. It's a fraction of the calories, and you're getting all of these health benefits that I'm going to profile right now. Very high in vitamin C. Well, after you've cooked it the way that I'm suggesting, the amount of vitamin C is certainly going to be minimal. Vitamin C being very volatile nutrient substance is, when subjected to heat, doesn't withstand that heat exposure very well. However, if you're eating the cauliflower raw, using possibly some sort of dip, possibly hummus, possibly a ranch dip that you have additionally created with a little bit of extra olive oil, possibly a little bit of dill. When you've started with a base of the organic, preferably, ranch dip, and then made some additions to it, as I mentioned, the dill, very nice addition, and a little bit of olive oil, whatever you want to do to dress it up, those raw cauliflower florets are going to be full of vitamin C. But when you're mashing the cauliflower, not so much vitamin C, but you are going to get sulforaphanes. Those sulforaphanes being so incredibly important for your immune system. That high sulfur content is part of how your immune system functions. And many different parts of your body are dependent on the sulfur content, and cauliflower is full of it. So you're going to get a protection with the sulfur and sulforaphanes, protection against cancer, both prostate and breast cancer. Very, very important and helpful support overall to your health, but particularly against cancer. Guards against heart disease. Cauliflower, who knew? Fabulous. Very, very good for your digestion. Full of fiber. Strengthens your blood vessels. By strengthening your blood vessels, the possibility of bruising is reduced. So you have a very, very broad list of benefits, including detoxification. That sulfur content is an aid to the body's ability to detoxify. It's going to be beneficial for digestion as well. And one of the most important things, vitamin K content. So you're going to get strengthening for your skeletal system. And in this day and age where so many people are being diagnosed with loss of bone density, here's a very delicious addition to your diet that's going to be beneficial for strong bones. So one little bit of information that you really should have, you don't want to eat cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, spinach, and kale on a daily basis. You really should have a day in between one of those vegetables that you choose a vegetable from another category, not always cruciferous vegetables. The cauliflower is fabulous, but you don't want to be doing it too frequently, and the reason is the cruciferous group of vegetables may have a suppressive effect on your thyroid. So it does lots of very beneficial things because of the sulforaphanes and fiber and all of the other components, vitamin K and so on, but it also can lower thyroid function. So use the cauliflower wisely. Okay, next on the list, cherries. There are so many people out there who are buying dried cherries as a very nice little snack. You mix them, maybe 10 dried cherries and 10 walnut halves, and you have a very, very pleasant tasting, absolutely delicious, health-supporting snack. And what are you getting with those cherries? Anthocyanins. Those are anti-inflammatory components. Those things are going to be very, very beneficial for changing inflammation in your blood, actually reducing the possibility that you might be experiencing painful joints. Very, very helpful by adding cherries to your diet. And you can get dark cherry juice. And my suggestion is you just want to have a little splash of the cherry juice. You put the splash in an herb tea. You could put the splash of cherry juice in your water just for a little bit of change. And what are you getting? You are getting a very significant benefit with regard to reducing inflammation, reducing glucose in your blood. When you're reducing that blood sugar, you get a whole range of benefits, including slowing the aging process. And who doesn't want to accomplish that? Support your health and reduce the symptoms typically associated with aging, which could be those stiff and sore, possibly painful joints. You're going to enhance your memory. There's really good information that says cherries are supportive of maintaining a very, very efficient memory. And my opinion about why that happens, reducing inflammation. The underlying foundation of this entire discussion is when you reduce inflammation, you're going to slow the aging process. You're going to minimize the problems associated with sore, achy, swollen, painful joints. You're going to keep your blood kind of cleansed. Let's talk about that. Cleansed blood delivers nutrients more efficiently and takes away cellular debris more efficiently. And that in and of itself is reducing the inflammation. And when you do that, your heart is very, very well supported and not subject to possibly some of the deterioration typically associated with disease. And when you think about it, you take a look at the statistics with regard to cancer, and every decade of life, over the age of 40, over the age of 50, over the age of 60, and when you get up into those 70s and 80s, the statistics with regard to heart disease and cancer, pretty significant. And here's an absolutely delicious, certainly nutritious, extremely beneficial addition to your daily routine. As I said, when you mix the cherries with some nuts or seeds, it could be almonds, it could be pecans, it could be pumpkin seeds. Those nuts or seeds with the fiber, protein, fat content change the way the sugars in the cherries are delivered to your bloodstream. And so that's an absolutely delicious and wonderful way to get cherries into your diet. Oh, and when I talked about those 40s and 50s, those tend to be the years when people begin to possibly experience some sleeping issues. Cherries have melatonin in them, and maybe you haven't been very successful with using melatonin as a supplement, but using melatonin as part of your diet delivers it to your body in such a way that it is very, very efficient. So other things you might be taking work even better to create a good night's sleep. And I told you that cherries are going to be very beneficial for memory. Well, very specifically, reducing that inflammation provides a situation that minimizes the potential for developing Alzheimer's disease. So protecting your heart, protecting your immune system, supporting your immune system to fight the changes associated with cancer, get a better night's sleep, reduce inflammation. That whole profile, absolutely wonderful, and such a beneficial addition to your diet. Okay, moving on. Very interesting. I'm talking now about chestnuts. And a lot of people might say, oh, they just don't look that good to me. Oh, aren't those full of calories? I don't know that I really want to waste any calories on chestnuts. Well, after you hear what I have to say, you might change your mind. Chestnuts help to promote weight loss. So all of those people out there who are struggling possibly with the last 5 pounds, the last 10 pounds, or possibly struggling with the whole idea of getting started, okay, chestnuts might be a very, very nice addition, way to go. And why are they promoting weight loss? Fiber content. Very, very filling. So as a snack, just 3 or 4 chestnuts and a cup of tea, you may find very satisfying. And because you have actually a relatively low calorie and satisfying snack, there you go. You're on your way to getting to those weight loss goals that you have had in mind. The chestnuts balance so many different functions in your body. You're going to be able to balance your blood sugar. You're going to be able to balance your blood pressure. And that's those two things, that's the important aspect. You're supposed to have balance, that absolutely predictable level of blood pressure, that absolutely predictable level of glucose, that you don't have the highs and lows of unpredictable glucose or blood pressure. And chestnuts are helpful in creating that situation. Well, what else? Your glucose, when you support your glucose, then your blood vessels tend to be stronger and healthier. When you support your blood pressure, there is less stress on your heart. And so the chestnuts are actually going to protect your heart and ultimately lower your cholesterol. So it does it in a variety of different approaches. Really good fiber content, essential fatty acids that are very helpful for your blood vessels and ultimately your heart. Those fatty acids also balancing your cholesterol. And by supporting your blood sugar in a very predictable way and your blood pressure in a very predictable way, you are enhancing so many different activities of within your body. Very, very helpful. In addition, because of the vitamin C content, there's going to be an ability to combat the cellular changes typically associated with possible development of cancer. We talk all the time about the importance of zinc for immune function, but what's also important for people to understand is you need the balance of copper, and it's the zinc-copper balance that does achieve what you need to do in order to have a highly functional immune system. So that zinc-copper balance is very, very helpful for how your immune system works as part of the ability to combat cancer. Vitamin B6, very, very helpful in a score of different ways across the board, and with the chestnuts as part of your routine, you're going to get the B6. So, fiber, essential fatty acids, some vitamin C, some copper to balance the zinc, and B6. Beautiful, beautiful across-the-board profile that lends extremely beneficial support to how your body's meant to function. Okay, another one that some people might say, nope, I'm not including it in my diet. What am I talking about? Chili peppers. Oh, might be a little too spicy for people. But what do? Reduce inflammation across the board. An extremely wonderful thing. Have vitamin C, vitamin A, folate. Very, very, very important. And B6. Now, people say all the time, oh, I can't eat those peppers. They upset my stomach. But the truth of the matter is, they actually are an aid to digestion and will kill negative bacteria in your digestive tract. So, so beneficial. Sleep quality can be enhanced when you're using chili peppers. And one of the things that I suggest is tiny, 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 tiny amounts mixed in with the other foods, almost so tiny that you don't even realize that you're consuming them. Absolutely delicious, not necessarily noticeable. You're not going to upset your digestive tract. You're going to reduce inflammation. You're going to support digestion and actually kill off bad bacteria in your digestive system. Very interesting, because of the ability of the chili peppers to kill bad bacteria, you can soothe a sore throat with a chili pepper. Well, you don't necessarily want to consume a whole chili pepper. That might be a little too much to soothe the sore throat. However, if you do, very, very small amounts, chop them up, consume them possibly with some soup. My suggestion would be a little bit of onion garlic soup and a little bit of hot pepper. Very, very good for a sore throat, and certainly capable of clearing out your sinuses. The chili peppers have lots and lots of antioxidants. So with that antioxidant content, you're supporting the function of the healthy cells of your body. The more you enhance those healthy cells, the more significant the ability of your body to fight malignant changes, fight the changes of cells before it becomes a really problematic health challenge. So antioxidant content across the board, very high in the chili peppers, and with those antioxidants, you're boosting your immune function. Remember what I said, tiny, tiny, tiny amounts added to other things. Introduce those chili peppers very gently. They have a wide range of beneficial effects on your body. Okay, here's something that lots of people absolutely love. And what am I talking about? Figs. Oh, the fiber in figs. Actually, once again, delicious snack, but supports weight loss because of the fiber content. Remember, the fiber content is going to attach to fat and pull fat out of your body. You don't want to overeat the fig because of the sugar content in any dried fruit. And pretty much I'm talking about dried figs, fresh figs being very seasonal and not that easy to get. But the dried figs being absolutely full of fiber and ultimately satisfying for a sweet craving, and the fiber pulls fat from your body. The figs, the fiber, as I said, pulling fat from your body, you're going to lower triglycerides, you're going to lower cholesterol. So an absolutely delicious snack possibility, addressing a sweet craving, and very, very high in potassium, and because of that potassium, there's a benefit to your heart and your blood pressure. There is some research showing a 34% reduction in breast cancer with women who are consuming figs on a regular basis. That's astonishing. So if you have a little bit of a sweet tooth and you're concerned about blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, weight, all of those things can be addressed by including figs, very, very judicious consumption. You don't want to overeat, but maybe two figs a day, two dried figs, absolutely delicious. Quells your sweet tooth and does a lot to support your health. And winding up today's discussion, a very, very broad discussion about fish. And so many people, unfortunately, are confused about what fish they should be consuming. They are concerned about mercury contaminating the fish that they love, and I'm talking about tuna. It's very interesting because albacore tuna has very, very low or no mercury contamination. So if you've been consuming albacore tuna, very safe choice. Alaskan wild-caught salmon, you don't want North Atlantic farm salmon. And even the menu may say at a restaurant, North Atlantic salmon, and you think, okay, well, I'm getting some salmon possibly from Scotland. I'm getting some salmon wild in the North Atlantic. No, not so much. The North Atlantic salmon in general is farm salmon, farmed in very, very large pens in the North Atlantic, but certainly contributing to pollution because of the hormones, the artificial color, the different types of food that farm salmon from the North Atlantic are consuming. One of the choices of farmed fish that actually is a health-supporting choice is farmed trout. So you can certainly use farmed trout. You can support overall good health possibly choosing fish at least twice a week. And that choice is going to be protective of your heart, protective of your memory. Very, very helpful with the essential fatty acids to support your immune system. When your immune system works very well, then your risk of cancer is reduced. And if you're concerned about which fish to choose, you can go to seafoodwatch.org or blueocean.org and find out about sardines. Excellent, excellent health supporting choice. You can actually whiff a very high level of confidence, choose some farmed oysters. So there are any number of extremely beneficial choices that you have. The albacore tuna, Alaskan salmon, farmed trout, farmed oysters, and sardines. So, good for your brain. We all know that fish can referred to as brain food, and we've kind of been turned away from that, thinking that, okay, those fish we have over the years turned to, particularly salmon, they might be contaminated and we really shouldn't consume them. But the wild-caught, sustainably harvested Alaskan salmon, a good choice. The farmed trout is a safe choice, and sardines and oysters as well. So, support your heart and circulatory system. Support your brain, how your brain is work, and enhance how your immune system functions. Consider choosing fish at least twice a week. And that about wraps it up for the health tips from me. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and you've been tuned to NaturalDocRadio.com.